Tank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell. I didn't want to step on the piano keys. Good morning, everybody. It is a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. The serve and volley of stories to and fro. Just stay out of the kitchen.
Let's start right out.
You know.
Yeah. Hey, what?
You know, pickleballers. Hello, Hank Facebook Livers on our Hank Facebook page, appropriately. And it is Veterans Day, and all government offices are closed today, but they have been. That could change. U.S. Senate passes a funding bill. Temporary. It would get us through the end of the year kind of stuff. But it would get us out of the longest shutdown in the history of ever. So it passed 60-40 late last night. Nearly all Republicans joined 8 Democrats who broke away. And now it goes to the House of Representatives before the president could sign it into it. He said, Trump, that he would be willing to sign it yesterday. So they worked on it over the weekend. They were whipping the votes, as they say back in the day. Oh, yeah. I do declare. But, yeah, it goes down to the House, and that will, for some reason, they were gone because the government shut down.
Yeah.
So they called them back yesterday, and they're giving them a day of travel time, so they're going to start the process tomorrow.
Everybody get to work.
In the House of Representatives.
MAGA.
We'll have the Donald on. No doubt he will be joyous about this news at 7:47.
So George Clooney is known for being debonair, handsome, and one of the true gray foxes of Hollywood. But before he embraced that short silver look, well, he was like so many other folks in the 80s that proudly rocked the mullet.
Adam, well, that's the early stages. Later, it got longer in the back and shorter on the side. My parents weren't taking me to the barber.
They didn't? This was an adult mullet you had.
This was like 3 years ago.
It was actually during his time on the Facts of Life. But it seems like the mullet is kind of gone now for the kiddos. It's much more of the chili bowl, the broccoli cut, which is even more cringe if you happen to be over the age of 30.
Yeah, I just stay out of the kitchen.
Don't think you're too hard.
That's exactly
I can see you with a mullet.
You know, he may not have been up or even, you know, considered for a Texas Country Music Award, but maybe someday we could get something spoken word in Grammy. Grammy nominations are out, and that's always been a weird, contentious relationship with country music, of course. But they split. This is the year now that they have two country music categories.
Oh.
First time ever. Of course, they have the contemporary category.
And is that the Celine Dion of country?
Sure. And the traditional category. So, what in the contemporary, and nobody seems to understand exactly what's going on, because Miranda Lambert was in the contemporary instead of traditional, and then they had nobody, including Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs, and Megan Maroney, who have been winning all the awards lately. And Chris Stapleton, they just basically put in both.
Oh.
So it seems to be a good idea. Mm. Also on the Grammy front, congratulations, Fabrice Morvan is nominated for a Grammy.
Brees?
That is from Milli Vanilli.
Oh!
Yes! The remaining member from Milli Vanilli is up for a Grammy. And he wrote a book and narrated it. So he's up for spoken word.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Good. They won a Grammy back in the day, Best New Artist, but they were stripped of it because, you know, of the whole Milli Vanilli thing.
Back.
Yeah. His main competition is the Dalai Lama. Grammys take place February 1st in L.A.
It's going to be fun.
Go get them, Dolly.
So the British monarchy really needs a glow up. Yeah, if you hadn't heard the whole Meghan and Harry situation, not very good. Then you add in Prince Andrew and, a lot of debauchery. It does not have the appeal that it should as the reigning powers of England. But all this is about to change because Prince William is forming a team to revamp the monarchy's image, and we'll focus on the younger generation with no scandal and clean reputations. The Windsors need some new energy.
Yeah.
They're moving forward, and he is now assembling a glamazon army. Can you see him with like the fake tans and the fake lashes?
I just like this team that they're getting together.
I do too.
Assembling, no doubt. A
I think
team.
Mr. T would make a great prince.
They've certainly done worse. The National the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame actually just posted this a little bit ago, saying it's very sad to see. It's a heavy heart that we share the news of the passing 2023 honoree Cleo Hearn, who is the driving force and founder of the Cowboys of Color Rodeo Tour. Oh. It started back in 1971, actually in Harlem, but it was started with rodeoers from Texas and Oklahoma area, and of course always been very prominent at the stock show and whatnot. So Cleo Hearn passing away, according to the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame. CMAs are next week. Those are somewhat a little closer to Country Music Awards. And certainly with this, it was announced Vince Gill will receive the 2025 CMA Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award. So, very, very cool. That's coming up next week, on the 19th. We'll be on ABC, unless you have YouTube. And that ain't going to happen. So, congratulations, Vince Gill. He's hosted it like a dozen times, I want to say. 18-time CMA Award winner.
Wow.
And lover of burritos. That's Vince Gill.
All right. I love some burritos,
back to you,
too.
Jane.
Thanks, Walt.
Assemble.
So are you looking for a good side hustle that will provide a nice dose of Christmas cash? Well, cable.tv.com is looking for you. Or maybe just your mom, KB, because this has Mrs. Buckner written all over it. They're looking for someone to watch 25 holiday movies in 25 days. And they'll provide everything you need for the experience. Streaming subscriptions, a cozy blanket, and $2,500. Not only that, they'll also be providing $2,500 to your favorite charity.
I'm not 100% sure yet if Elle watches Hallmark Christmas movies. Uh-oh.
One would think you would have thought of this before you proposed.
Well, one would think a lot of things about that type of line of thinking that I don't think about thinking. But they've been thinking about this over at Tesla. Elon Musk yesterday said that Tesla could, in the future, allow drivers to text while using its full self-driving supervised mode within the next month or two.
Oh,
if
great.
Safety data supports the update. Now, technically, drivers would still be required to stay attentive and ready to take control. But by the end of the year, beginning of next year, Tesla owners could be texting and driving, just like everybody else in their regular cars.
2.1 Assemble. AKFM.